The festival showcases the music, art, cuisine, and culture of the Appalachia region. It will be held at the Robinson Center for Appalachian Research Sustainability, or RCARS, in Jackson. RCARS is part of the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. David Ditch is the director of RCARS, and he explains what the center is all about.
It is a facility operated, managed by the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture to work primarily with stakeholders in Eastern Kentucky, primarily in the areas of forestry, horticulture, livestock forages, and family consumer sciences.
Ditch says that the festival is a celebration of what it means to be an Appalachian. The people are proud of how unique Kentucky is and what makes it such a special place. The events that take place during the Pickin' Time Mountain Music and Harvest Festival shine a spotlight on what makes Kentucky so special.
Music is probably the number one attraction to this event. We bring in some of the region's legends, some of the most well-noted musicians in mountain music. We also invite in a lot of our local crafters to sell and demonstrate their arts, their talent, and we also want to make sure folks don't leave without tasting some mountain cuisine, so that can come into all kinds of forms and fashions. This year, we're going to be offering a root soup lunch.
Music does play a key role in the festival. There will be several musicians, singers, and songwriters to not only perform, but also lead workshops and also an open mic session for anyone to share their own mountain music. Ditch is glad that so many accomplished musicians are coming this year.
We have got Brett Ratliff. He is going to be teaching guitar. John Haywood is going to be teaching banjo. Jesse Wells will be teaching fiddle. And Rich Kirby will be teaching mandolin. The MC of the program, music portion of the program, is Dr. Ron Penn. He's a professor in the UK School of Music.
Ditch explains that the festival will be like a three-ring circus because of all the different activities. He promises that even if attendees don't like instrumental music, there will be singers and songwriting workshops, their first annual cornhole tournament, plus a workshop with the Robinson Center's Woodutilization Center. Ditch says that the center is very unique and offers attendees a true hands-on experience.
Folks can come, attend a workshop where they learn about our Appalachian hardwoods and get to make a free, personally engraved cutting board.
Doors open at 10 a.m. November 1st, with lunch starting at 12 noon. The cutting board workshop is at 11. Brett Radcliffe's guitar workshop is at 11 and again at 2. John Haywood's will teach banjo at 11. You can learn the fiddle with Jesse Wells at 2. Carla Glover will offer a clogging lesson at 1. Dinner will be served at 4 o'clock. There will be an open mic at 4. And the festival will come to a close around 7 with a square dance led by Randy Wilson. Ditch says that his favorite part of the festival is watching those from the older generation interact with the young people.
Seeing a lot of the young musicians come in and their interest in learning from the older folks, you know, learning the old ways, learning the old tunes. I think just, you know, preserving that history is really important, and I enjoy seeing that interaction.
Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Jordan Simonson.